In Biloxi, Mississippi, earlier today, we reached Sally Lorback, who's the office manager there for the Salvation Army. And she described for us the scene in the city that she lives in, Gulfport, Mississippi.
There are no houses left on the beachfront, and we live on 2nd Street, one street back from the beach. And our house was totally gutted. And so, what else can I tell you?
You and your husband stayed there throughout the storm? You
know? We did. My husband works for Mississippi Power, and I work for the Salvation Army, and we both feel a strong call to be in the community as soon as the storm was over so that we could begin the recovery process. And it was a calculated risk to stay in our own home. We recognized that, but we really wanted to be here when the storm was over.
What was that like when you were inside your own home as the hurricane hit?
It was surreal. I remember having a thought that I'm experiencing the Poseidon adventure as the water was rising and getting higher, and we were trying to decide what steps to take next and just focusing on prayer to Christ. That, you know, I know that I believe that he had me there at a time when he wanted me to be there and that there were purposes in it. We went to our attic and spent the night. I think it was daytime when the water got high. It was started in the morning, and we stayed up there until it completely receded, and then we went out to find that most of the houses around us were completely gone. Matter of fact, I have the pair of shoes that I was wearing during the storm, and I found one dry dress that didn't get soaked, and that's all I have.
And now today, you're in the business of trying to provide some relief, and he's in the business of trying to get the power started again, I guess.
That's right. That's why we stayed, so that's what we're doing.
How are people's spirits holding up in Gulfport and in Biloxi, where we're speaking to you now?
People are amazingly resilient. Some are in shock. Some are angry. People are starting to get thirsty. There's not enough water coming in yet. Some people are getting hungry. A lot of people, you know, spent what they had to spend stocking up for the storm, and the storm took it away.
Do you get the sense that the beach houses and the houses on your block in Gulfport are going to be rebuilt and life is going to return and it's going to get back to normal? Or, in effect, has Gulfport, Mississippi just died in this storm?
I don't believe the people who grew up in Gulfport will let it die. It's a strong sense of community, and families have been in those houses on the beach for generations. I do think they'll rebuild, but we plan to rebuild.
How old was your house when it was built?
I think my house is about 70 years old, maybe 80. I'm not sure. We've been in it for about 30 years.
Well, that's a lot of one's life to see go by in one
day. It is. So sad. My husband journals every day of his life. He's journaled since he was a little boy, and all his journals are gone. I feel sad for him. I don't have that type of discipline, so I don't journal every day. My journals are gone, too, but it's not every day of my life.
Well, Ms. Lorback, first, thanks for all the work you're doing right now, and thank you very much for talking with us, and I hope life gets put back together soon.
Oh, thank you very much. We certainly appreciate the opportunity to let the outside world know that their help is not only needed and desired, I mean, it's desperately needed and desired, so we appreciate your opportunity to let us tell that story.
That's Sally Lorback of Gulfport, Mississippi. She works for the Salvation Army in Biloxi.